Reish Chof Hei. Something which is, that's what we're up to. COVID. Something not popular nowadays. COVID means giving value to something. When the general society is deciding that whatever you like to do is good, the whole concept of COVID goes out the window. You used to have even in the Goyish world, the concept of a king, which demanded COVID. One person in power demanded COVID. Now even that doesn't exist. People talk about the most powerful people in the world, the presidents of America. I remember a few years ago, one of the presidents met a bunch of high school kids. And he asked, "Do you have any questions?" I'm embarrassed to say it. One of them said, "What brand underwear do you wear?" It's like an epitome of lack of COVID. You have the most powerful person in the world speaking to you. The one in charge of the country you're living in. So, Bayat COVID does continue to have value. He says, our world is a world of values, arachim. Everything has a value. In physical things, how much you pay for it. A diamond is a stone, and a pebble is a stone. But people appreciate the fact that a diamond is not so commonly found, and it has its beauty and everything else. And therefore, they're willing to give a much greater price for diamonds than the stone. He says the same thing value of a trade that a person has. If a person works hard to learn his trade, so a surgeon you pay more money for than you pay to a carpenter. Even though they're doing a similar type of work, one needs to go through more training in order to get to his expertise. It's a more responsible job. The danger is more imminent if he doesn't do the job properly. So basically everything does have a value in this world. So how do we value human beings? Even though in America also, they say, how much are you worth? They mean how much money he has in the bank. That doesn't really mean the value of the person. It means how much money he has, not the person himself. So he says the value of the person is the COVID that a person feels towards that person. If that person is worthy of COVID because he's doing something honorable, venerable, that's his value. That's a kiddush. Now, we're not talking about COVID here. You want to get something out of somebody else, you give him COVID. He said there was a wealthy person who everybody used to ask him for advice. And then he lost his money and everybody stopped asking him for advice. So he was very shocked. He said, he's such a wise person. What's the difference if he has money or not? So there's a wise Jew. I told him, I'll tell you what happened. He said, the way you judge a wise person is if you can answer a bunch of questions with one thing, with one answer. That's about saying 10 questions, one derek. So when you had money, you could answer all the questions of the world with one answer. And now you don't have it. So that's not real value of the person. But we're talking about when a person has venerable behavior and he's worthy of respect, whether people give it to him or not.
Yeah.
He says a chiddush from the Alter Mislabotke, the chief mashgiach of the Slavotke Yeshiva, who is not in many of the great Gedolei Yisrael. He says, if a person would have feeling of I'm getting zero COVID, he would cease to exist. A person needs to feel that he's worth something.
So the whole idea of the
forget about that idea of fame. We're talking about fact of life, whether you're from Slavotke or from Nevada. The fact of life that a person in order to survive needs to feel he has value. This is one of the hard things. Baruch Hashem, humanity has grown. Even the frum world, Tziv has grown. After the Holocaust, every person who was frum felt it was something intrinsic necessary because there's so few. They're building. Now Baruch Hashem got broader. Many people feel, you know, the world and Judaism commands without me. So I have no value. Now here's the very important thing. What defines the fact that I have COVID? So if the COVID is the way people treat me, that person's getting himself into danger. Because I value myself only the way people value me. What happens if I happen to be a person who's a tenor, a person that doesn't do things in a fashion that people know my behavior. Nobody knows how the person's behaving. Nobody knows in exchange how the person's going to. No, nobody knows how a person is growing or trying to grow. So it's not, what other people do to me is not real cover. And Be'etzim, you see, brings a Mishnah. He says, Ezim Mechubad, the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, does not, doesn't say the one who everybody is saying you're the greatest Jew in the world. The one who's mechabed others. If you are able to mechabed other people, that is a sign that you yourself are mechumim. Because if you feel you're worthless, you cannot see the good in others. If you feel that you have intrinsic value, then you can see value in others also. The essence, if I know that I value Torah mitzvahs, I value tefillah, if I value Talmud Torah, I value chesed, and I try. I'm not the greatest Talmud chesed, and I have the most kavan in the world, and I'm the biggest lamdan in the world. But I put effort into these things. So then I have value. I have value. I'm using my life properly. That's something very, extremely valuable. You maybe have more value than a billionaire that's facing his life away, because you are using life properly. And if I value what I'm doing, then I can see it by others and value them and appreciate what they're doing. It doesn't have to be something dazzling. That's what it's saying. A mechubadik, a person is a person who is able to mechabit others. Well, that shows that he appreciates himself, he appreciates these values, that he has a shaykhus to them, and he's able to see the good in others and give them covet. Yeah. If a person feels that he has no redeeming values, please find a friend to help you. Because we all, Baruch Hashem, have a lot of tremendous redeeming values. My list tell you this. Okay. So now he's asking, what's the difference between measuring value of COVID and measuring value of something that has monetary value? So he says that monetary things that have a monetary value are physical entities. Anything physical has a value because you can exchange it for something else. So something that's worth more, you can exchange it for more. Something that's worth less, you can exchange it for less. That's physical value. But he says the value of a person is not a physical thing. We don't leave it a little bit on. Yeah. We are not, our value is not how much meat and bones we have. Right? A guy is 200 pounds is worth more than a guy is 100 pounds. I have a proof. Many of the girls show are very tiny. I'm staying there with knowledge. Or I got what you find. Nothing to do with how much you weigh, how tall you are. It's your spiritual value. So spiritual value you can't measure, but how much the person is physically, how much money you get for the person. Oh, so now he's going to try to give us a little more understanding. What is this concept called COVID, which is the way of defining spiritual value? So we know we have the famous passage that we say many times a day. Kodosh, 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 Hashem, Tzvokoi, Tzmloch, Olaz, Kavoyit. So three times Kodosh, Hashem, and the whole world is full of its Kavod. Kodosh, the term Kodosh means that he is elevated from the limitations of physical life. Kodosh Bo, everything in the physical world is limited, and Kodosh Bo is limitless. It doesn't have any of those limitations of the physical world. Yeah. So, what are we makir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What do we recognize from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The fact that he created the entire universe, that is a revelation of his greatness. So the Kavod Hashem means we see the greatness of the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by looking at the amazing universe that he created. That is a display of the Kavod Hashem. We don't see Hashem himself, but we do see the acts, what they produced. And that's why he created this fantastic, amazing, great, immense physical world. So we should have some way of appreciating the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you see the multitudes of stars, and you know that there's trillions of them out there which you can't even see, and how big the whole creation is, and all the intricacies, and the complexities, and wisdom, and power, that is a way of us appreciating the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Su Marim Enechem, uplift your eyes and see who created all this. How everything is exactly in the order that Hashem set it up. So now he's saying a chiddush. It says, Kodosh, Kodosh, Kodosh. Hashem is uplifted from the spiritual world, physical world, and the whole universe is full of his covet. You know, the creation is a display of his covet. But then we see a connection between Kodosh, that is uplifted from the physical world, to covet. That's what he wants to take out of this. A chiddush. That the essence, the covet of a human being is that he's able to control the physical animalistic side of him. The person is totally under jurisdiction of his yetzer hara, of his desire for power and physical pleasures and whatever it may be. Then he's not a person deserving of much honor because He has a tremendous neshama inside of him, and the neshama is not affecting himself. He's basically behaving like any of the other parts of wildlife. The fact that a person is able to control and uplift the physical side of himself and guide it through the spiritual side of himself, that makes him worthy of kavod. There's an interesting understanding of the words. The word kavod in Hebrew, kavod, is the same word as kovet, something that is heavy. And klola, the curse, is from the letter of kav, being light. Basically means to say that kavod stems from the fact that we give weight to things that have true value. If I realize that life is not just here for me to eat and sleep and run after different physical pleasures and die, that's a light-headed way of looking at life. Yeah, just do whatever comes to you, whatever you want to do. No, I think at what life is all about, and I think about the qualities that I have, and I try to use them to guide the way I live my life.
So the light-headedness comes from that
source? Yeah, yeah. Kal das, the same thing. Light-headedness means I just look at the external, superficial face of the world. I don't realize there's something much deeper, there's a much needs, and Hebrew they call it koivej rosh. Koivej doesn't mean a heavy head, it means thought out. Think deeper into things. What is life is really about. So the Goyish outlook of life is basically that I'm the center of the world, and my goal and aspiration in life is everybody is going to bow down to me, and everyone's going to give me everything they have, whether it's COVID or the physical things. That's deeply embedded in the mind trend, and that's what causes a lot of heartache and frustration when the person doesn't get all that he's expecting. For us, it's all the way around. I'm not the center of the world. The center of the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is His. But He gave me the opportunity of uplifting myself from this lowly world and overcoming my limited physical state of existence and have my existence guided by my spiritual, God-like side of myself. That makes me worthy of covenant. That, when a person does that, the life comes a completely different thing. I don't feel constantly that I need this, I need that, I need more covenant, I need more money, I need more this. But I feel content that Hashem gave me what I need, and I'm going to take advantage of what Hashem gave me to serve Hashem. And with that, I'm going to feel good. Even if I'm not reaching that 100% point, at least I'm going in the right direction. That's what you should all feel at this time of year right now. Baruch Hashem, we went through this whole process of came out 2 months, getting that clarity. That Baruch Hashem, we're in the good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hashem, we have improved our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu many times over. We went through the Tshuva process, we went through the Simcha process, we went through all the processes. And feel good about myself that I'm not just like the rest of the world. I'm different than the rest of the world. I appreciate the true values of the world. The true values of the world was created through a place that we guide our lives through the spiritual values of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That makes me worthy of kavod. And it makes absolutely no difference what people think or say to me. Because the kavod doesn't come from them. Kavod is a mitzvah. I'm a adam mechubas. I am how do you say that in English? Honorable, venerable person. Together with that, it's an important thing for us to get used to be mechabed others. That's a sign that I feel good with myself. And number one, we have to feel good with ourselves because Baruch Hashem, we're not perfect, we're far from perfect, but we are in the right direction. And that's something to be proud of, and something that Hashem appreciates. Together with that, the things that I'm working on, I see people around me that they also appreciate these values. Also, look at them relate to them in a mechubadik relationship. Doesn't mean you have to always give everybody 100 compliments. Just give a nice, warm shalom aleichem, or whatever it is. Just when you see people around, oh, this has this problem, that. Focus on the mindset that everybody has. The more we appreciate ourselves, and we have what to appreciate, as we said, Baruch Hashem, our value is not how much you can sell us for, not how much money we have in the bank account, but our value is how much we recognize the truth of life. That's the eternal value of every person. And Baruch Hashem, we do recognize the truth of life, and we are working on that to make ourselves, each one according to his level, a little bit higher level, grow. We're in the process of growth. That is a good thing. That's Hashem. is mispoil. Hashem is misgabed. He gets COVID from the fact that he has this nation. He is a part of the nation that are constantly involved in this. And like we said, we should feel good about ourselves, not be satisfied that we reached the epitome of greatness, but we are in the right direction. We have a shaykh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with that, also to be able to see the good in other people.